Hello and welcome back to Aliens, UFOs, and Ghost Stories. Today, my guest is Lala Bright, friend of Marquise Williams, very, very nice guy, friend of the show. Lala has a lot of experiences throughout her life, and she's going to share them with us today. She is a psychic medium, a remote viewer, and experiencer, among other things. Her full bio will be in the description below. Lala, would you like to say hi?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so I first learned about you through Marquise, which I'm sure is a good friend of yours.
I love him. Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's very funny sometimes, yeah.
He is very funny. Yeah, when we had him on, it was probably the most laid back episode we've ever had,
Yeah.
because we're pretty close in age, and I think you and I are pretty close in age too. And it just makes me really excited to see like a new younger generation kind of hopping into this field, because I don't think that was the case, say, like 30, 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people were put down quite a bit for things like this. So,
Oh yeah, it's changed tremendously. I mean, like, if my father or his father were to come forward, with any of the stuff that I have been in, who knows what would have happened with that. But yeah, it's definitely changing. It's going in the right direction now, so thank God. But yeah, we typically go chronologically. Were there any like early things early in life where you thought, hey, this might be a little bit different, or?
Yeah, quite a bit. I think for the ghost paranormal part, I was 5 years old. I couldn't really read. And my neighbor that we called Grandma Cheyenne had passed away, and we loved her very much. So they didn't go to the funeral, but later on they wanted to find her grave. And so my parents were walking around, and this gravesite has thousands of graves involved. It's very big. And I'm walking around, and all of a sudden I hear in my ear say, "I'm over here." And I kind of felt led, and I put my hand on the grave. And I'm like, "She's over here." And they looked at each other like, "Oh crap, here we go." My dad was cool with it, but my mom's like, "Why can't she be normal?" I mean, she loved me very much, but she had a master's in psychology, so she really wanted the normal daughter. Oops, anyway. Alien stuff, I guess. When I was little, well, very little, and throughout my life, I'd always have the same dream of me in my backyard looking up at a bunch of UFOs, or UAPs, I guess they call them now, crafts, there you go. And it was the same dream every time until a couple of years later. My dad was watching a movie, and I go, "I know what they are. I dream about them all the time." And he kind of looked at me, and it didn't click yet. But I mean, all these strange things happened where I thought it was normal. I never really looked into it until I was much older.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I early on, I mean, it took me forever to even begin to acknowledge that any of this was even real. And when you're young, you don't even know what's normal, really. You know what I mean? So it was hard to decipher. And yeah, I had some paranormal stuff started, had like ghost type stuff started happening at like 21 on the nose. The listeners probably already know that kind of stuff, but like and then another ghost related thing when I was about 33, and then I'm 37 now. Right around 35 is when stuff really just extremely concentrated started happening on a regular basis. When I say regular, I mean, who knows, it could be twice in a month, and then it could go 4 months with nothing, but I realized you brought up your father, and I believe I heard in another interview you did, I'm almost certain, was he into Reiki?
Yeah, he did. He called it healing of the hands, but he did do Reiki. And he was self-taught. Later on in his 50s and 60s, he started going to classes, but he was amazing. I always used to pick on him, but he always made me feel better if I didn't feel good. So, yep, my dad was psychic. He did Reiki. He had a experience with UFOs, many experiences with ghosts. And we were like best friends. We would talk about anything. But when it come to aliens, he would not talk. But one time he talked about it, and he said that sometimes he sees them when he walks the dog, and then he shut up. And that wasn't like him. And we I'll tell you later on, but we saw a craft together, and he got robotic and went into the house. It was just weird. But he was awesome. You would have loved, everybody would have loved him. He was really cool. His name was George, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, it was, in a sense, you're a bit of a healer, too. And not only that, but you've been able to sometimes pick up on people's illnesses. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel it in my body. Or the spirits will show me a picture and I decode what they're saying. But a lot of times I'll feel the pain. And up until recently, I didn't know how to control that. And it hurt. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but I got a hernia from doing a reading. And I didn't. I started breaking out sweating. I don't sweat like that. I went to the doctor the next day. And she goes, "What did you lift?" I go, "Nothing." But I couldn't say I was doing a reading with someone who passed that had a really bad hernia. I mean, it's just crazy. I didn't know that could happen. Because I had that self-doubt that I battled. I still battle with it. But, I mean, I try to help people. I always tell them, "I'm not a doctor. Please get it checked out. But this is what I feel." So I try to help people.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I certainly, if I had that ability, I would certainly share that gift, of course. The only thing I think that I have even a tiny bit is just empathic. And I think that most people are empathic. Maybe they just don't realize it or acknowledge it. And certainly everybody has the ability to be empathic. I just think a lot of people kind of brush it off and don't really think too much about it. I can't go any further without asking about your necklace. I'm pretty sure I know where you got it. Is it new?
Yes, Sev Talk, she made it for me. She sells them, and she made this for me. She's really talented. If you go on her Facebook, I'm sure there's a bunch of ones people can pick out if they want one. But she's really sweet. She's my buddy.
She is. Yeah, she was just on like a month or so ago. She is very sweet. And if we do post the video, of course, check out the necklace. It's very pretty and she does great work. So shouts out Sev Talk. And here's a fun fact. A fun fact about Sev. Did you know that Star Wars named a planet Sev Talk in the Star Wars universe?
Really?
Yeah, one of the writers or creators. He met her. He liked her a lot and thought she was nice. So he actually named a planet after Sev.
That's awesome.
Isn't that can you imagine? That's like the coolest story ever. Yeah.
If I were her, I'd be telling every single person I could.
Oh, dude. Yeah. What a huge honor. Right. But yes. So let's get back. So early on, you started to realize that, you know, like when was the first time, I guess, where you go, "Oh, okay, everybody, you know, it's not everybody who can do this. Maybe this is something unique."
Oh, I guess. I would hear things. I grew up in a haunted house, first of all. And I had a little book in my lap. I was little, and I had a little cartoon book in my lap. And I asked some question. I forgot what I asked, but it was to spirits. I was just playing, really. And all of a sudden, upstairs, I heard a man go, "No." And when I looked down, my book was next to me, not on me. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? Why am I hearing this? Why is this happening? And then I start noticing this happens a lot. Like I lost the ball in my house. I couldn't reach it. It rolled back to me in my hand. Now, at first I thought I was like Superman. You know what I mean? But then I realized there's somebody here that's helping me. And later on, my mom, like I said, she didn't really believe, but I had really bad asthma growing up. And my dad would travel a lot, so I would sleep in my mom's bed when I had asthma attacks. And one time when I was sleeping, I was having a really bad asthma attack. And my mom said she woke up only because she heard footsteps walking down the hallway. And when she looked up, there was a female spirit in like an old bonnet and dress with her hands over me. And I started to breathe normal again, and the lady disappeared. And my mom, she swears by it. I mean, if it scared her, but there was somebody in that house that did take care of me, really.
Mm. Yeah, I've only lived in one house that I sincerely believed was haunted. And I don't think I've talked too much about it, so I'll quickly go over it. But when I was about, believe it or not, it was probably when I was 18 through 23, maybe? Yeah, 23. And it was owned by, it was built by this man, Dr. Halstead. Mm-hmm. And he, it's a very beautiful house. And he practiced out of the house. So there is like a humongous bedroom in the, on the first floor that was all medical cabinets, you know. Huh. So my sister who lived in the room, yeah, she just put clothes and knickknacks in there, whatever. But we're almost certain people died there, like almost positive.
Like the first,
oh right. God. And the first spirit that ever communicated with me that I was aware of sat on my bed twice in less than a week in that house.
Oh.
So, yeah, but we would hear footsteps coming up the stairs. We would hear really loud noises coming from the basement, like really loud. Uh-huh. Yeah, but it never seemed, I can never say that word. Is it malevolent?
With an M, right? Or malicious or something.
Yeah, it never seemed malicious at all.
Yeah.
So that was the early on, you know, kind of ghost paranormal stuff. When did, the easiest way to say is, when did anything like UFO or alien related happen with you?
Okay, so most of my life, I'm very naturally have anxiety. I've been like that my whole life. But when they're around, I call it alien Xanax. I totally just zone out. Don't worry about it. Relaxed. And I mean, even when I see a craft, it's I should be freaking out, you know? And so I feel like they did it on purpose so that I wouldn't look into it. Like if I had missing time, I would just go, oh, okay, whatever. But in my 20s, I used to date somebody in Florida and I would go visit them. I'd fly. And I'd always set off the metal detector. And I didn't pay attention to it. And then a few more times of flying, I'm like, can I see what you're looking at? Because this happens wherever I go. And it's in my left upper leg. It's the size of a piece of rice. I don't have scars. I never had surgery. I didn't fall on it. It shouldn't be there. And that's when I go, something's strange. And then I looked up and there's implants. I didn't know about this stuff. And so I guess this has been over 20 years now. I'm 42. So I think they've been monitoring me most of my life. I'd see crafts in my 30s. I saw more crafts. But then I would just let it go like it was nothing. So I don't know why they do that. But I know living here, we've gotten a lot of proof because my boyfriend, Bob, he used to be CIA, which is awesome. I love saying that. But he put cameras everywhere, inside and out. And finally, I can show what I've been feeling my whole life to people, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, sorry.
That's awesome. Yeah. And all, so I didn't really become hyper-focused into this until like 3 or 4 years ago. And Lala, I spend so much time outside. It's crazy. And it's a weird brag, but like I own a small tree service, right? And I refuse to pay for, you know, dumping like brush and logs. So I have an impossible amount of logs right now split outside. You know, if I have brush, like, you know, tree limbs, I just burn them. Right. So I'm outside a lot, especially in the summer. And I spend a lot of time, you know, just drinking a beer, splitting wood and looking up at the night sky. I've never seen a UFO, not once. I have seen, or like after meditating outside with my sister, I've seen orbs on my property, like probably baseball, maybe softball size, and they're very, very quick. And yeah. then the only other thing I've seen like really high was at a C5, and it was a half a dozen going pretty, pretty crazy, but I've never seen a craft. Could you describe maybe some of the craft that you've seen?
Okay, the one that I saw the closest, it was amazing. Real quick, my friend and I were drinking coffee at a Dunkin' Donuts. We parked, it was nighttime, and we kept seeing these red, looked like fireballs going over. And I'm like, this doesn't feel safe. Maybe we should go home. So I get on the highway, and there's a helicopter shining its spotlight into this huge cloud. And I look up at the cloud, and there was this massive craft in hiding in the cloud. I didn't know they could do that. I saw the the underbelly of it. It was a black metal, and it looked like there were pipes intertwining with each other throughout the whole bottom of it. But the pipes, I don't know what they were, but pipes were so big, they were as wide as the body of the helicopter. Like, this thing was like a football stadium big. And my friend saw it, and then I don't remember driving home. I don't remember dropping her off, nothing. But I won't ever forget that. It was amazing. I don't know if they know I saw it. You know, I'm not sure if the government knows I saw it. I'm not sure. But it was beautiful in a really eerie way.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Just out of curiosity, what color was the helicopter? Do you remember?
I think it was black. It didn't look colorful at all.
Well, that would make sense if it was military, for it to be black. Okay. That seems to be a common occurrence. Yeah, that's fascinating. And then I write notes down as we go. But you're mentioning how they can hide within clouds. And I'm not sure that you saw it. I mean, it's just a movie, of course. But have you seen the movie Nope? It had a lot to do with the UFO. Yeah, uh-huh. It was, was it Jordan Peele? Ooh, I always mix these names. I'm pretty sure it's Jordan Peele. He also did a movie called Get Out.
Okay, and his friend, they're comedians. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Well, he did a movie last year, I believe, but it had just exactly how you're describing it, a craft that could hide within clouds. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So other than that, so that had to have been, I'm assuming, the closest UFO that you can remember seeing in person, or no?
Yeah, the other one, it wasn't, I guess it was a UFO, but it didn't materialize. It was over at my parents' house in Florida, and there were orange orbs. They were huge. They were probably a couple feet around. And there were five of them, and they went into a shape of a V over my parents' house at night. And I looked up at, I was taking the trash out with my dad. And I looked up at them, and I go, "Dad, do you see this?" He looked up at them, and he said, "No," real robotically. He turned around, went in the house, didn't come out. Now he was the sweetest person in the world. He wouldn't have just left me with the trash. He wasn't like that. So they did that for whatever reason. And I looked back up at them, and one by one, they went away. And then I don't remember the rest of the night. I never talked about it with my dad, anything. But it was almost like they were saying, you know, "We're watching you." That's what it felt like, really. But it's also strange because after, you know, I lost my parents and my boyfriend of 15 years, my son's father, all around the same time, kind of within the year, or year and a half. And every time one of them passed, something paranormal or UFO happened. And it was just, I don't know if they were trying to warn me. I don't know if they had something to do with it. I don't know if they were comforting me. But it's always been that case for some reason.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your loss. It's terrible.
Thank you.
But yeah, just the only experience, and it was recent. It's actually the most recent. My aunt was 1/8 Cherokee Indian. And when she passed, I think it was like 3 a.m. Saturday. And then 8 p.m. Saturday. So what is that, like 16 hours later, roughly, something like that. Mm-hmm. I was outside. I had a fire going. It was smoldering. You know what I mean? So it was like a kind of a dirty fire. It was just smoke, really. And I'm fixing a rake because I broke the handle off it. And I look up at the stars and an owl flew directly over my head. And I've lived here for 11 years, and the only owl I've ever seen on this property was the one that I rescued like two or three months back. Yeah. So I just wondered if that was almost like a sign, like that she was okay or something.
I'm telling you, it is. I don't know how they do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they morph into an animal or if they manipulate the animal, but that's absolutely them. I remember when my dad passed, I had a dream that there was a coyote on my back porch. I'd never seen a coyote. The part of Maryland I live, we don't get coyotes. Well, now we do. And all so I woke. I had the dream the coyote was on the back porch looking at me. It kind of scared me. So I woke up from the dream. I went out back to smoke a cigarette. I smoked at the time. I open up the back door, and there's a freaking coyote looking at me. And when it looks at me, it turns around and runs off into the forest. Mm. It was just like my dream. And I knew that was my dad. I was like, Dad, you could have picked something a little more cuddly. But it's them. It is.
Wow. No, I absolutely believe that. I've heard anything from, maybe like the mother on her deathbed will say, you know, I'm going to return as a cardinal, you know, just so, you know, or like a yellow finch or something along those lines. And then, you know, moments after they, well, not moments, but maybe the next day, you know,
yeah,
there's one sitting on the windowsill or something. It's pretty interesting how that works.
They're powerful. You know, they will let you know that they love you. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. And so you were mentioning the cameras earlier. You've caught quite a bit of activity on the cameras, is that right?
Yeah, we've been here a little over a year, and every night we have something. Now, when we first moved in, it was crazy. There were all kinds of things coming and visiting. It's slowed down now, but we've picked up crafts. We've picked up these, people call them sky fish. They look like DNA swimming in the air. It's strange. I'd never seen it before. We've picked up, and we got an alien in the front yard. And then the next morning I woke up with a triangle bruise, and Grant Cameron, he just spoke about that in a conference. And so I guess I was abducted. That's what Bob says. I don't remember anything. And then a couple months later, it's funny. So I'll wake up with a weird bruise. It'll be real active with them outside visiting. I'll wake up with a bruise, and they'll go away for like a month or slow down. And then they'll start getting active again. And I know something's up, and I'll wake up with a strange bruise. It's just the weirdest thing. So I post all the pictures. Everything I experience, I post for anybody to see. And I don't know why. But I'm trying to just talk about it to maybe it'll help somebody, or maybe it'll help the aliens or the people. I don't know why, me, really. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that's kind of how I've been thinking of this, really. Like, I just think if there's like one mission statement, I suppose that I have for this is just to try to educate myself, my listeners, on just the possibility of life on other planets. And right. I've learned a tremendous amount. So, yeah, when people like yourself come on, and it's just one more little piece of the puzzle. So
thank you. That's because, you know, for most of my life, I hid from all this. And if I talked about it, I'd get made fun of or whatever. So this is all new to me, talking publicly about this. I had no idea so many people experienced this kind of stuff. There was one thing I experienced that wasn't good with an alien. Bob thinks it was a reptilian, you know. But I woke up and nobody was in the house. I woke up and something was being, how do I put it, extremely inappropriate with me. And it felt very, very real. And I mean, my legs were closed, but things were happening. And I didn't see anybody. And I kept that to myself for years. And I finally talked to Bob about it. He goes, no, this does happen to a lot of people, men and women. And he says a lot of people think they're reptilians. And then the hybrid, or was it a hybridization thing or whatever it's called?
The hybridization program?
Yeah. Maybe? And then there's my labs. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's crazy. I never knew government was part of certain aliens, you know? It's just, he can't tell me everything, but he'll hint at things. And it's scary. It really is.
You mean Bob?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't poke too many. I won't ask too many questions. But yeah, that's fascinating. You know, it's funny. I never even knew what a MyLab was until I met my friend Rafael Lugo. Have you heard of Rafael? Mm-hmm. I would love to introduce you to each other. But him and his family were all on craft in a MyLab. You know, it wasn't just beings. I mean, they were. What he could only assume were American military up there. And that happens quite a bit, way more often than I realized. Do you know Dolly Safran?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, she was talking about how often it's happening. And, you know, a lot of times when people have negative experiences, it's most likely a MyLab opposed to just a regular, like, ET.
Yeah.
So, well, with your experience, have you ever had anything besides that, of course? Have you, for the most part, though, was it all mostly positive?
With ghosts, too? Or
well, just aliens? No, I guess more specifically, yeah, just aliens.
Yeah, no, the rest of them are really kind. Or if I ask, like, sometimes I'll say, well, where am I from? This doesn't feel like home. And they'll give me a dream with information. So they said M56. And I woke up and I Googled it. And it was, Lyra and the Pleiadians, and I didn't know about this stuff. It's huge and interesting, and so that was a clue for me of home. But they're very helpful, and they know when you're nervous, they'll back off. They don't want to scare you. That's what people have to remember, and that's what we don't know. We're not told that they care, and they can sense you. They can read your thoughts. The other ones, the not go ones, they don't care, but I think there's more good than there is bad, from my experience anyway. Now the ones that leave bruises, I don't know if they're good or bad, honestly. But
yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, I've seen all sorts of different marks. I mean, some people it's, you know, three little dots that seem to be in a perfect triangle, like red. I've seen the bruising, the scoop mark. Have you seen photos of, like, scoops?
Yeah, I have it's one almost like here.
Really?
No kidding. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything like that. If I did, I didn't discover it. I mean, the only thing I'll get is on the inside of my arm sometimes it'll be, like, almost like small little fingers, like bruising.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't say for sure that that's anything, you know, really. But I would imagine if there was, you know, any sort of ET trying to lift up my big ass, it'd probably be bruising, you know what I mean? but yeah, that's really fascinating. So it sounds like you've had a lot of lost time then.
Yeah, I really have. I never put two and two together. I just brushed it off. But there is quite a bit that I just don't remember, and I should remember, you know, so I don't know who is taking me or what they're doing. I would love to. I got one regression from Deb Shakti, and she's my buddy. She's really cool. She does that. I loved her. She was great. I want to try it again. That's a little more hardcore. You know what I mean? Because I really want to know. I want to go beyond what I know. I want to just be put out completely and say what happened. Because, you know, life has been very different, you know. And I'm a really shy, quiet person. And I've had one hell of a ride in life. So it just doesn't make sense at all. What's the point, you know? If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I can only imagine how hard it is to make sense of it, because I've had very little experiences, or very few, compared to my guests, obviously. And if I had any more experiences. I certainly don't remember them. It's almost like I can remember up until it's about to happen, and then I don't remember anything.
Right.
And just to touch on like what you were saying earlier about fear, like they don't typically they don't want to put you in fear, in a fear state. But I have memories too, like when they'll kind of come into my reality and I'm terrified, and then it's just instantly over. They just yes. Because I think they know that I'm terrified, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing I did learn this year, and I was amazed by it. That I guess like you never think that they care or that they know. They're really smart. I mean, they're very smart. I know that sounds stupid of me to say, but we're not taught this kind of stuff, you know. And so experiencing it, I'm just like, oh my God, okay, you know, this is cool. Can you come back again and visit? And they do. It's great. And they helped me quite a bit with grieving. I mean, they really did kind of save me because I didn't have anybody, you know, and I was trying to take care of my son. It was hard. And they preoccupied my mind. They really did. And I'm so grateful for that.
Mm. Yeah, they seem, I mean, I've been researching this for some time, and it seems like that's, yeah, just like a very common occurrence, like a reoccurring thing. I've heard a lot of experiencers say, like, while they're with, you know, our ET family, that a lot of times they'll ask, like, are you happy? Things along those lines. Or the experiencer might say, like, what is my purpose here, really? And a lot of times the response is to experience love. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, that would make sense. My whole life, all I've ever really wanted was love. It's weird, like a weird thing. I had a good family, but I've always wanted true love to experience that. That makes sense, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come back.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
good.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? I think I know what you mean. That you
don't
want
to come back to Earth again. If I have to do this shit show again. No.
That's so funny you say that because, you know, sometimes in conversation, you know, reincarnation will be brought up and I go, I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
right?
I've earned it. Let me just chill out. Whatever. Yeah. Let me just be a ball of consciousness somewhere.
I will watch other people and be supportive. And that's it. That's it. I'm not coming back.
So I would imagine you believe in spirit guides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're true. I mean, they're all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be other beings. They can be aliens. They can be your family that's passed. They can be your soul family that you always have had every lifetime. I know they can't control what we do, but they can guide us. They can try to do certain things. Like if there's going to be an accident, they'll try to make you late so that you're not in the accident. I've noticed that one. But everybody has a couple of them.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. My friend Diana Calamia, one of the most psychic people I've ever met, and I mean she knew stuff about my wife and I that nobody knew, you know. And that was the first time. It's not that I didn't believe in psychics, it's the same thing with experiencers. There's so many people who are just kind of giving psychics bad reputations that you know, it's kind of hard to believe. But that conversation with her shook me to my core. Like we weren't looking for a reading necessarily per se, but yeah, she I think she helped me identify my two spirit guides, which was pretty fascinating. Do you have a inclination on who yours might be? I mean, you don't have to say who they are if you don't want to, but
I know I've always been told I had something that didn't look human, so I guess there's one that's an alien. I guess it's the one that told me that I'm from M56. I know my parents are because I heard my mom say, I'm here with you. And plus, they know that I definitely need help. So they're like, we got to stick around, keep her alive. And she's special. Anyway, I don't know who they are. I never really asked. You know, it really scared me. Before my family died, ghosts scared me. Even though I could read them and talk to them, it just terrified me. And after my family died, I got more courage, and I couldn't find a psychic that was good. And that kind of broke my heart a little bit. And so I go, well, I can do it. Let me just stop hiding what I do and help people so that they don't have to hurt. But it is really hard to find legitimate people around. But I never asked who they were, just out of fear. And my own brain's like, well, maybe I'm just thinking that it's that. Maybe it's not right. So I'm always in my own way, you know?
Mm. Yeah, so I can only imagine being somebody who's, you know, a psychic medium that, you know, there's a lot of kind of like celebrity ones. There has to be some here and there where you're just like, come on. But I did hear you mention recently in an interview. It was a fantastic interview, really good show. But you had mentioned a young psychic man. He was on Netflix for a while. You know what I'm talking about? He's really thin. I think he's a gay dude.
Yeah. Yes. What the hell is his name? Damn.
I know. I'm so bad at names.
He scribbles.
Yeah.
Tyler Henry. Okay.
Tyler Henry. That dude is awesome. If you guys are listening to this and you're not sure whether or not you believe in psychics, see if you can find his show. It was fantastic. Yes. That's one of my favorites. There's another one. Again, I don't know the name of this. I probably should have looked it up, but it's a guy who just kind of rides around in a taxi type.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't know his name, but I saw that on YouTube. That was good.
He seems legit too. So, but yeah. If you're listening to this and you're not sure whether or not to believe, I can all but guarantee that it's real. I mean, it's just one of those things, right? Like, it's almost like with disclosure. It doesn't matter that the government came out and said, no, we've recovered crafts and we've even had biological entities, you know, living or dead on them. And then you could talk to your buddy at work and he goes, nope.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing with psychics. You know, there's some people who are just completely blocked off from anything, any of those possibilities. But
I read for one lady and, you know, it's harder at the first few minutes. It's harder if they're not believing 100%, but eventually the door opens and I see more. Anyway, I feel someone saying John, the name John. And she goes, well, that's my husband that passed, but you could have just said any name. And I'm like, dude, some people you just can't. So I finished the reading. By then the reading, she was happy. But it's just like, and it is weird how the government will say, yeah, there's aliens. And there's still people that deny it. And it's kind of scary how well they manipulated our thoughts already. You know, I think they've been doing this for a long time so that they could literally say, look, half the world's going to blow up. And some people would be like, whatever. You know?
Yeah, it reminds me of that movie Don't Look Up. Have you seen that?
No, I live under a rock. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, there was a movie, essentially, it was Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence and a few other famous people. But essentially what happened was they're like astronomers. I think it was at MSU, believe it or not, Michigan State University, I'm pretty sure. But they discovered this asteroid headed towards Earth. Mm-hmm. And the whole entire movie is just about like, hey, like this is happening. And everybody's like, no, it's not. They're like, fine, whatever. But like, yeah, just people are in such denial, you know?
Yeah. It's special. It is.
Oh, for sure. So there's all sorts of stuff we can get into. I'm really fascinated with remote viewing. So for people, and this is an ability that you have, how would you describe it, Lala, to somebody who might not know what remote viewing is?
It is, you put yourself in a location. You can see everything, hear everything. It's like you're really there. A lot of times you'll get coordinates, is that the word? And it's to help, like for me, I try to help find people with cold cases. And for a long time, I didn't know I was actually doing that. I thought I was just doing psychic stuff. I just didn't, nobody told me. But I think anybody can do it. I think if you practice, you can actually do it. Because we are energetic beings, right? Essentially, we really are. And so if you just, you could go online and you could look up step by step how to do it. I think it's fun. It really is. And really, you can remote view planets and dimensions and anywhere. And the government, they do it. So that tells you right there, something's up, you know. This might be real.
Yeah, I was told from this European guy, he went under an alias, which was fine. I think he called himself O1. And he claimed that he worked for whatever the equivalence of the CIA would be for Europe. And according to him, pretty much all the major countries, all their alphabet agencies, including America, of course, have remote viewers, you know, or secret spies, I believe they call them.
Wow.
Heard you in a previous conversation bring up, and I hope I'm saying his name. I know his first name for sure. It's Ingo.
He's a Swan.
Remote viewer.
Yeah.
Ingo Swan. Yeah, he's probably like the Michael Jordan of remote viewing. Like for people who don't understand like how there's another guy who worked directly with the military.
Simeon.
Maybe
Hines.
His name. What is it?
Simeon Hines.
Yes.
Teaches remote viewing. Anybody can do it. Me and Bob go to him sometimes for classes, and he learned under Indigo Swan. And
really?
Yeah, he worked for the government. I mean, he's very good, and he's very calm and nice, so anybody could learn from him. And he tested me one time. I figured out when I'm remote viewing another planet, it always looks like a volcano in my mind. So that's my keyword that I know I'm not on Earth anymore. It's kind of like psychic readings. You get, like, you'll get a teddy bear for birthdays, and the spirits will know that you know that. So they'll keep using the teddy bear for different readings. It's very connected.
So I know it's a lot more intense and a lot more descriptive, of course, than what we could do right now. But can you give kind of just like a general explanation of how somebody could begin to practice this?
If you have a friend that could help you, take a picture out of a magazine and put it in an envelope and try, just sit there, relax. Don't really think about it. Just start drawing what you feel. And if you start thinking like, well, maybe it's this, draw it on the side, let it go, but go back to just letting yourself draw. It could be scribbles, because the scribbles could be a mountain, and that's what the picture is. It doesn't have to be detailed at all. It's just however you interpret it is good enough, really.
Yeah, I've seen a few documentaries on it, and I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that it's a possibility. Of course it is. But yeah, it's really fascinating. I remember there was this one study, I believe it was an even number. I want to say it was 100 people, and they basically maybe talked about it for an hour. This is how you do it. This is what you have to do. And they all collectively, you know, because it was one thing, right? And they said, we have somebody somewhere, you know, in the U.S., he's sitting down somewhere. I want you to draw what he's seeing. I'm almost certain that's how it was. And it was like a surprising amount of people could do it. I want to say it was like 18 out of 100. So I get what you're saying. Like a lot of, well, I mean, they were coached up before, of course, but
right.
I think with the proper training and explaining, I think a lot of people could probably have that ability.
Oh yeah. The biggest thing to overcome is yourself, really. Because we're taught that this is weird or wrong. So our brain naturally goes into, oh, that's wrong, or this isn't right, or whatever. Let that go and just draw anything. Just daydream. There you go. They can tell people they can daydream, and then they'll let themselves relax, and then they can do it. And a lot of times, even with the government, they'll have a group of people for remote viewing for the one thing. And they each have a little tiny piece of the puzzle. So every little piece is very important. It really is. And people can go to the Monroe Institute. They can get taught there for that. It's everywhere. It's fun.
Yeah, I might have this mixed up. In fact, I'm almost certain that I do, but I'll just throw it out here anyway. Was the Monroe Institute, did that have anything to do with... the NASA astronaut who was interested in consciousness? He started a whole entire, there's this, I want to say Kathleen Martin was a part of it. They had a huge group of people who were doing it, but Mary Rodwell, I have to look that up later. I'll circle back to that later. But so I know we're kind of jumping all over the place, Lala.
I like it because I have ADD, so this is fun.
So we're a perfect fit. That's good. So my mind is all over the place on a daily basis. So do you have any memories on craft by chance?
I do a lot of time. It's mainly just cold, empty, metallic, not very bright kind of things. Either a hallway or a room and I'm on a table and there are things around me. The only thing that was strange is, I guess they call it screen memories. So you don't remember what's really going on. And I remember it was me and a whole bunch of women around my age. And we were all lined up and we were getting like, they were doing something to us. And I remember I looked up and everybody was knocked out except me. And they said, don't let her see. And I woke up out of my dream. But it looked like a really huge barn. It was just strange. I guess they thought that would be comforting, a barn. I don't know. But I remember it was really, really weird because I can tell the difference between visitation dreams and just a regular dream. And this was definitely, I was there with them kind of dream.
Yeah, my friend Raphael, he had all these memories and then she helped him kind of find more in those memories. So for the example that he gave me was, he's like, yeah, I told Denise, you know, I was sitting in a chair and then she interrupted. She goes, well, did it have four legs? And he thought about it. He goes, it didn't have legs at all. He said it was like a scoop. It was like a scoop into like the wall of the craft.
Wow.
Is what he was sitting in. Yeah. And, it's interesting. I try to, I actually just did this recently with my friend Mary Bassett. We were hanging out the other day and she was kind of trying to what else do you see kind of thing, like stuff that you might not think of otherwise, you know, because that memory is so sharp and you're so focused on that singular thing that maybe if you can come up with what else you're seeing in the environment, then maybe that'll help jog your memory kind of thing.
I'm working with somebody from MUFON, Richard. I can't ever say his last name, so I don't want to piss him off and say the wrong, but he's really sweet. I really like him. And we'll talk every week or so. And he is an investigator. He used to be a police officer, so he's really invested in this. He worked on a case of, Alloway. What's her friend? She's my friend. I forgot her name. Anyway, somebody Alloway. But she had the big-ass rabbit aliens. Okay. Do you know who I'm talking about? She's going to kill me.
Yeah. I don't even think she knows me, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just can't think of her last name.
Preston Dennett is involved with her case and everything. So he tells me the same thing you're saying. You have to really, really think about what was going on. And it's kind of, I guess eerie is the wrong word, but to me it is I guess I'm so used to it losing time or not remembering or being in denial, honestly, that remembering what's really going on is kind of scary. But I want to know. I really do. I'm just afraid they're going to look from the movie Aliens and they'll have like Fang. I don't want to think of that. That's what I'm afraid of.
Right. I hear you. Yeah. I get what you mean. It's like the whole, like, I have a friend, Indy, INDI. She's awesome. She's a previous guest. If you guys haven't heard that one, I would recommend going and listen to that. And, there's all sorts of stories I could tell you about the connection with her and I, you know, I'm happily married. She's happily married. She lives across the United States. It's nothing like that, but it's, I don't know why, they seem to be almost insisting that I stay in contact with her. And that's a whole nother story. Oh yeah, it was weird. But yeah, she's in the camp where she's been regressed And okay. she's a part of the hybridization program. She's had the baby presentations, and okay. I've even had that too. I mean, it was in what I call a dream, not dream. So whether or not it was real, I don't know, but I don't have children. I don't know if you can, you know, just think back to before you had children. Like, so I'm 37, you know, and the only time I hold a kid is like my buddy has a kid or, you know, my sister's, and I just hold it for like 30 seconds. I'm like, here, I don't want to hurt it. Just give it back.
Yeah.
But like just that feeling of, I guess, yeah, kind of being on something, handing me a baby and just remember holding it against my bare chest. And like, I don't know, I just, that would never be something I would dream about, I don't think so. But yeah, it happens. In the camp of,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I usually don't talk this much, but yeah, Indy is kind of in the camp of like, you know, regression or hypnotherapy is not necessarily for everybody.
What the hell? No, I was going to say, if you could recommend someone for me, actually, like after the show, I'm trying to find someone. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do have children on in other dimensions or planets or whatever you want to say. I don't really know, honestly. I think I did. I dreamt of two little boys. They were about 5, and I had one in each arm, and we were hiding under a table. But it was that usual cold metallic room. And they looked like twins. And the way I was holding them was like a mom, and they weren't running from me. So it's like they knew me. And then all of a sudden I was looking at myself doing this. It was just the weirdest thing. So I always, Bob thinks that they were mine. I don't know. I'm like a mama bear. So if that's true, I'm going to kick somebody's ass and get my kids back. They might have pointy ears, but they're living here with me. Okay. I don't care what they look like. I hate that. I hate that I might have family and I don't even know, you know?
Right. So I'll be careful how I word it, but so Bob used to work for the government, right? Did you say NSA?
NSA. Yeah. So I won't.
But if he'll entertain the idea of that being a possibility, I think that that should say something. Yeah. We could leave it at that. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But so yeah, otherwise, I mean, I did want to talk about this briefly, if you don't mind. Your painting. I've seen all sorts of photos of your face painting. You're really, really good.
Thank you very much. I love it. It's relaxing to me.
How long have you been doing it?
About 6 years. I didn't even know I could do it. My son wanted to be a skeleton 1 year. And I looked it up on YouTube and I taught myself and I fell in love with it. I was like, you know, I could do this for a living. Why not? It'd be fun. And it just, yeah. I taught myself business and everything. I worked at the White House twice doing that. I mean, it's been amazing. Really?
You're kidding.
I didn't know who they were when I got, like, so with the website, they don't say who the client is until everything's set. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, you're going here. I'm like, are you for real? You want me? They're like, whoa. Yeah. So it was awesome.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere that they can go and look at your art? Are you okay with directing people towards your Facebook, or do you have a website you'd prefer? Or?
Facebook is Lala Bright. And I post my face paints. I post the stuff that we get here. If anybody ever needs to talk to somebody, I'm a really good listener, you know, because I know a lot of people are ashamed or nervous to talk about their experiences. And I have a website, it's lalabrightllc.com if someone wants a reading, because I can pick up on people that have passed and a lot of things, but also I can pick up if people have been abducted. I can see where they have implants. And what that really is when I read them is just validation for the person, because a lot of them feel crazy. So it's nice for them to hear that without them saying anything to me. It's just like they can kind of release that feeling of craziness and whatever else. So that's what I do. I try to help anyway.
Hmm. Yeah. So maybe if you're an experiencer and you don't really have anybody to talk to, maybe just send Lala like a direct message. Is that okay? Through Facebook?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, very, very kind of you. So yeah, I think that may just about be it. It's been a wonderful conversation. I'd love to have you back on if you'd ever want to come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I was kind of shy, but this is really
fun. Oh, no. No, you were great. You were great. And then I always just say the last couple minutes. Well, this is going to be a recurring thing. I've been asking all my guests this. Obviously, they're all experiencers. Have you ever had anything odd happen with owls or sightings or anything at all?
I would hear them in the forest, and then all of the animals would stop. The forest was my backyard for, our national park was my backyard for like 14 years. So I learned the sounds. And when I would hear the owl, no footsteps, no crickets, nothing. And that's weird. Mm. And then I'd see like a bright light in the forest. Like as if 12 people were in a circle holding spotlights, that kind of bright. And then it would just disappear. But I wouldn't hear footsteps after that. So that's what I experienced back there. Yeah, my old house.
That's fascinating because I've heard so many people, whether they're telling their stories or documentaries, even on Unsolved Mysteries, they did a couple on UFOs, but Berkshire incident, I believe they called it. But they said that it's almost like the wildlife turns off. All the crickets stop, all the frogs stop. You know what I mean? So that's interesting that you would hear owls. You wouldn't hear any other wildlife. And then a light emanating from, that's pretty cool.
I mean, my happiest memories as a kid were me in the forest. But at this certain place where I used to live, I never really went back there but 3 times in 14 years, which is weird. I always felt something was off with it. And really? Then, yeah, I mean, just a weird feeling of unwelcome, even though it was beautiful. But maybe it was a portal. I don't know. We got a portal in the backyard. We literally have a video of a portal opening up in the backyard. So maybe it was that. I don't know. But things just seem to follow me around. Which I guess, I don't know if it's because I have an implant. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but I am O negative. I think there's a conspiracy about that, but okay.
I was going to say, I believe it. I think if you test it, if you got 1,000 experiencers in the room and did blood work on all of them, I wouldn't be surprised if it was half. It's a common occurrence. It seems to keep happening. And then I've also heard, I'm not sure why, but I've heard specifically people with Native American ancestors and the Irish, believe it or not, seem to be. Have you heard that too?
Katie Page told me about the Irish because she asked if I was Irish. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, I knew it. So it's a big thing.
It really is. And I just wish I could make sense of it. I'm not sure why or how that happens. I mean, the American Indian makes a little bit more sense because, you know, they would, worship or communicate with the Star Brothers and Sisters, as they called them. But right. Yeah, the Irish, that's, I'd love for somebody to break that down for me.
Yeah, I want to know too. I wonder if they had a part in making the Irish, because I feel like, I know this is weird, but I feel like I'm kind of hybrid, at least that they tinker with me, I guess you could say. And I think a lot of people have been tinkered with, if that's the right word I'm going to use. I really do. I think a lot of people have, more than we know. And I think that they monitor a lot of us. I don't know for what reason yet, but I kind of think we're like a zoo, dude. I honestly do. I say dude when I'm serious.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, I always think of it as like planet Earth or Gaia is just a big petri dish, you know, and if they need genetic samples or, you know, whether it be eggs or sperm or whatever it is, we're right here, you know, and as long as they're not hurting us, you know, I don't know if you believe in like the, have you heard of the Griotta Treaty with Eisenhower? Supposedly, yeah, the folklore is that when Eisenhower was in office, he essentially made a deal with certain races of ET that they could take our biological genetic samples. In return, we would get, you know, higher technology. Apparently that's where, there's supposedly a handful of things that came out of that exchange, but whether or not that's true, I of course have no way of knowing. But
you know, I recently saw the movie The Hunger Games, I think it was called. Okay, so hear me out, right? Mm-hmm. You know the Black Knight that's up in the sky? Mm-hmm. What if that is what's like the main monitoring system? Because think about it, we would have blown that thing up by now if we could have. And for some reason, nobody touches it. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're in the freaking Hunger Games. It makes sense because things are nuts. And I think they're trying to develop like maybe a strong species that still can carry a soul and experience certain things. I don't know. That was my conspiracy.
No, I think it's a great conspiracy. If anybody is not sure what the Black Knight, what would you call that? The Black Knight. I'm not sure what satellite.
Yeah.
Was that a good word for it? But yeah, it's been spotted. In fact, I just saw a video of a guy parasailing, and he got it on video. He had like a GoPro on. And I mean, to me, it looked exactly the same. But yeah, it's been spotted quite a few times.
We got pictures of something that came back 2 times in a row on different months. It looks like it. It's real. Mm. It's kind of grainy because it was so far away. But I'm telling you, the body of this thing on both occasions is the same body. And we posted that too. It was amazing. I didn't know crafts could be so different. You're only taught that it's a disc or tic-tac or whatever. This thing looked like a freaking rib cage microphone together. So, I mean, it was huge. And, I don't know who is in those kinds of things, but it did look a lot like the Black Knight.
No, that's awesome. So yeah, if you guys want to learn more, of course, we're going to have Lala's Facebook page tagged below, her full bio and the website. And if you guys want to see some of the photos of not only her face painting, but all the stuff that she's captured, go check her out on Facebook. It's Lala Bright. And, you know, if you're an experiencer and you don't really feel like you can have a conversation with friends or family, you know, reach out, just be respectful, of course. And I always save this for the very end. Do you have any questions for me about anything like I've experienced? Or
I do. Okay. I always like to ask, what is... Sure. I have a friend, Vinny Vineyard, and he hates how I ask this question, but this is how I ask it. What is the freakiest experience you've ever had?
Freakiest. So I have this really, really insane connection with owls. It's just intense. I mean, owls, the last year and a half, it's to an unbelievable amount of sightings and hearing them. It's confirmations through them. Freakiest, I suppose. Yeah, the ghost on my bed, that wasn't freaky. That was my grandfather. He just sat on the edge of my bed. I didn't see a full body apparition, but I saw it from like knee down. That wasn't scary. I guess if I had to pick one, I'd say it was about a year and a half ago. I was laying in bed. Both of our heads were over on this side. And this is when the bed was turned this way. And my wife was facing the hallway. I was right behind her with my left arm around her waist. And we sleep with pitch black, like no lights on at all. And I woke up and there's light in the room, like coming from the hallway, and I was in pure fear, like panic, which is crazy because, you know, I'm a pretty big dude, I can defend myself, you know, I used to get in fights a lot. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is an intruder, it was just pure fear. And I had my left arm already around her waist, so I yanked her off the bed, and the back of my head and my shoulders should have hit the ground, and her back should have hit my chest, and her head should have hit most likely my face. But none of that happened. It was almost just like they stopped it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I guess that would be the freakiest. Yeah. And whether that's another one I filed under Dream Not Dream, because I simply just don't know. You know.
That I would have been scared too, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty scary when.
Have you ever seen a shadow person before?
I can't say for sure that I have, and that's why I never really bring it up. But my wife has seen one, and it absolutely terrified her. So I'll tell it quickly. I don't think she'd mind me saying, but she was dating this guy, and the guy still lived at home. They were young, you know. Yeah, probably like early 20s or something. But he lived in the basement. So she saw something peeking around like the stairwell.
Yeah.
So she thought it was her boyfriend at the time. So she snuck up on him, or what she thought was him. Uh-huh. And then when she turned the corner, she said it took off at like an impossible speed up the stairs. And then when she realized that it wasn't the boyfriend, and it was just this black shadowy figure that was incredibly like unearthly fast,
yeah,
she got hysterical and woke up the parents. And yeah, it was but it was a pretty haunted house. Yeah. Have you seen one?
I've seen twice. One in my, when I lived with my parents in my early 20s, I was in the basement and we had just moved in, and a little tiny light appeared on the wall and got really long and narrow up and down, and a shadow person slid out of this thing. And then the light went really small, went into the wall, and he slid across the wall with his face sideways, but his body frontways. And I could only see belly button up. I mean, I couldn't see a detail because he was shadow, but you know what I mean. I didn't see any legs. And he slid into the other room that was pitch black. And I remember I passed out after that. And I don't remember anything else. So I don't, and the other time was after my dad passed. I came back from the funeral in Florida. And I'm in the garage. I have the garage door open. And I'm by the car and just reading a newspaper. And all of a sudden, this thing, Shadow Man, flings up and around over the ceiling and drops behind me. And I'm a big girl, and my ass dropped to the ground. So my body naturally reacted. And nothing happened after that, but I never understood if that was him, but I think it was something else. I don't think it was him, because a lot of weird crap happened. After he passed, like, boxes would be put on top of each other in the doorway, so couldn't get past. The cat was hissing at me, but their neighbor shot themselves in the head a couple months before my dad passed. I think something happened. I think something like was created that was negative, because my dad passed from an accident in his room. It was just weird. So I think something was going on negative wise that was hurting people. I really do. I know that's weird, but I think that.
No, I don't think it's weird. I mean, Amityville Horror, I mean, that's a movie, obviously, but it was based on a true story. Yeah, that happens quite a bit, where a negative entity or you know, call it what you will. There's a better word for it. It's going to drive me crazy. Yeah, just like a ghost that's malicious could convince people or torture them enough to where they're going to act out harmful things. So
I do. I've told people that, and nobody really believes me. But I mean, my mom was murdered a couple months later after my dad died. I had weird crap happen. It was just weird. Something was in that house, I'm telling you. So,
wow.
But you know, I still feel weird talking about it, because there's still those people that go, okay, just, you need a nap. It's just in your mind. I'm like, no, it's not. There's something going on. So.
Well, those are most likely just closed-minded people.
Yeah.
But Lala, I really do appreciate your time. I thought it was a really, really fun conversation. And obviously you have an open invitation anytime you want to come back. But it was really cool to meet you. I've been following you on Facebook for some time. So
thank you very much. I really appreciate this. This was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And stick around too, because I want to give you some information on some regression therapists.
Okay.
So I'll just be right back. And guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.